There would be no more gentle days. Joseph Hochstetler knew it the minute he stepped out of his parents' Tennessee farmhouse into the pre-dawn darkness. December had been showing on Mum's kitchen calendar for almost a week, but today was the first time he'd felt the bite of winter. And at 26, he'd spent enough seasons working outside to sense that this sullen chill had hunkered down to stay. His mind on the weather, Joseph walked halfway across the side yard before he realized his mistake. Before him lay the stone dairy, his automatic destination every morning up until about a month ago. He stood for a few heartbeats, studying the silent building that, until recently, had loomed so large in all their lives. For six generations, the habits of the Hochstetler men had been regulated by the unyielding discipline of twice-daily milkings. Dairy farming was regarded as one of the hardest ways for Amish men to earn a living, but that had never mattered to the Hochstetlers. They'd never been afraid of hard work. Ever since he'd been old enough to follow Dad outside in the early mornings, Joseph had considered himself a dairyman. He'd grown up with the baritone lowing of the cows, the smell of the barn, the rich tradition of hanging his own hat on the same worn peg his great-grandfather had used. Grossdaddy had done this from necessity because he could milk faster bareheaded, pressing his forehead close to the Jersey's warm flank. Joseph's father had been allowed to use surge milkers in the dairy, but he had trained Joseph and his brother Caleb to hang up their hats in the barn just the same. Traditions died hard with the Hochstetlers. At least Grossdaddy hadn't lived long enough to witness the death of the Hochstetler dairy. Joseph was thankful for that. He exhaled, his breath fogging the sharp air. Then he turned toward the smaller wooden barn, already glowing with the light from Dad's lanterns. "You're almost too late." Caleb, Joseph's younger brother, sat hunched in a stall, milking their last remaining Jersey. Sure enough, the steel pail was almost full. Each hissing stream of milk sent splashes over the sides. "With only Daisy to milk, the chores go fast. Wouldn't you know? Not until I marry and leave home does Dad decide to sell the herd and take up the lazy life of a shopkeeper." Their father barked a laugh from the feed room, where he was measuring scratch for Mom's hens. "No time for laziness here, cows or not. Plenty of hard work yet, building up the store business." "From what I hear, you already have plenty customers coming by. That's good. A lot easier to spend your mornings adding up sales behind a shop counter instead of mucking out after 2 dozen cows. Ain't so, Joseph?" Joseph didn't answer. Keeping his back to his brother, he forked the morning's ration of hay into the stalls of the family's buggy horses. His favorite gelding nickered appreciatively, and Joseph paused to stroke Titus's muscled neck. He'd found nothing easy about any of the mornings he'd spent working in his parents' new store, selling jams and quilts and faceless dolls to Anglishas. This particular morning, though, was turning into the hardest yet. Yesterday, Caleb and Rhoda had returned to John's Mill after their month-long wedding trip visiting family in Kentucky and Ohio. Joseph had braced himself for that, and he thought he'd been prepared. Then last night, Caleb had pointed out there was more room at the Hochstetlers than with Rhoda's folks, and he'd asked if they could stay on for a few weeks while they looked around for a place of their own.